Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jan Yeager's here. Jan is she is a 19-year member of our Brain Trust. She's been hanging out with us for a long time. We got her right out of elementary school. She's an award-winning author of more than 40 books. How about that, folks? More than 40. I think we've launched over half of them here on the show. Her new book is called How to Finish Everything You Start. She's a time management expert. We've learned so much from her about time management over the years, and we're glad she's here. Jan Yeager, welcome back.
Great to be back with you. You're terrific.
We love having you on the show, Jan. Your new book is about unfinished projects. You say that there's an epidemic of unfinished projects.
Definitely.
And I believe
Definitely.
You. Tell us about it.
Well, I noticed that more and more people were saying, you know, hey, I haven't gotten around to doing that, or, you know, and going on to the next thing before finishing. And we're talking about everything from the smallest tasks in their home to the biggest projects at work. And part of it is just the increase in distractionitis,
mm-hmm.
the fact that too many people are multitasking. But I realize, and guess what? Often we writers start off with what's going on with us. I realized this had become an issue for even me.
Mm-hmm. I was just telling the audience before you got here, I mean, I get a lot of stuff done. You know, I mean, I produce a lot of stuff. So it's not like I don't make things happen. But even with all that, I feel like I need to do a better job of time management. And that's what you just said. Even people
right.
who accomplish stuff feel that way.
Well, it's interesting because I was just telling you before we went live that yesterday it was my birthday and
Happy
I
birthday.
Launched my
29.
Thank you, I launched my new novel. It's called On the Run, but that novel has been in the works for decades, and I applied my own How to Finish Everything You Start program to my own novel,
yeah.
created a deadline for myself, and got it out, put it up for pre-order on my birthday. if you do a pre-order, you're forced to have the final book by
right.
a certain date.
Oh, yeah.
and lo and behold, you know, it, and I'm excited about it.
So you gave yourself a deadline. You gave yourself a deadline. I think deadlines
exactly.
are important, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and in How to Finish Everything You Start, I talk about this terribly antiquated negative view people have towards the concept of deadline because
mm-hmm.
it's really a positive thing if you have the right mindset. Open-ended things, those are the things that often
right.
tend not to get done. However, a deadline can't be unrealistic because then people just shut down and forget about things.
Well, and whenever
so
you're, I do a lot of work.
Deadline.
I do a lot of work for other companies, for customers, and you know one of the most important deliverables, one of the most important pieces of information you can get from them, is what's your deadline? When do you need this? Because that sets your life
exactly.
on a path. When they give you that date, then if they're your customer, that
well,
sets your
yeah.
life on a path.
Well, let me give you an example from teaching. I teach college, and one of the requirements is a fieldwork assignment. Now, I used to give a date for the fieldwork assignment, and so many students were handing it in after that date. They weren't taking the date seriously.
Right.
So just last summer when I taught a summer course, I made the date by 11:59 p.m. on a certain day, you could, if you could email it to me by that time, And I almost had 100% compliance. There was something about, and I would get, and you know, the when you get emails, it's time stamped. I was getting reports sent to me at like 10:53.
People notice things like that.
It was
that.
Very cute.
You know, when I used to close for whenever I'd call someone to try to meet them. And I teach this to salespeople today. If you're going to drop something off, if you're going to go by just to meet someone, you're going to ask them to give you a little bit of time just to meet them, and you're going to maybe give them a gift or something. I used to say, I'm only going to be there 4.5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
and they never said no. And I've trained salespeople like this, and I've had them to call me or email me and say, hey, it worked. And then I tell them don't just tell them you're going to be there 4.5 minutes, but actually leave in 2 minutes, in 2.5 minutes, and then tell them you just gave them two minutes back. That's right. Yeah.
I was going to say my time management maxim: promise less, deliver more.
Right.
But let me switch gears a minute, Jim, to two of the top chapters in the new book, How to Finish Everything You Start. The first one is Chapter 2. That covers 22 beliefs, behaviors, or bad habits that may be stopping someone from finishing. So that's a really important chapter. And then one of my favorite chapters is Chapter 6, which is how to use the acronym FINISH, which I developed.
What is that? What is your acronym?
And I was going to tell you how to apply it to your task. So F is focus on one priority task. This is really one of the top reasons people are not getting
right.
what they have
all
to
right,
get
I've only
done.
Got a minute. I've that only got a minute and a half, so let's get all the way through it. Finish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, focus on one priority task. I, ignore interruptions or distractions. N, now is the time, not later or tomorrow. I, initiate and innovate so you keep going. S, stay the course, however tough it gets. And H, hail finishing by celebrating your accomplishment.
I think that's really important to celebrate something like that. I mean, and that's giving yourself a pat on the back. And if you break all your big projects into little projects, you have a bunch of celebrations, don't you?
Exactly.
When we come back after the break, hold on, Jen. I got to go to a break. I need your website, please.
Oh, sure. DrJanYager.com, and while it's under construction, LinkedIn.com/IN/DrJanYager.
Okay. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about multitasking. She mentioned multitasking. I think multitasking is the enemy of finishing projects, and I'll tell you why. See what Jen thinks about it after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.